Hey, in this video, we're going to be covering some of the lead generation options that you've got for your IT business, for your MSP. I'm going to give you the pros and cons around each one of them, what I've seen out there in the marketplace and what we've done for over 500 MSPs to date. So the first one on the list here is cold calling. Okay, so the problem with this one, well, most people don't want to do it in the first place. I certainly want to pick up the phone, but the biggest one that you are going to be putting in a team of cold callers and will need a team is the fact that you need a team. You get a high rejection rate and it's going to be time intensive. I think it's like for every 100 dials, you'll potentially get one lead for it. So it's a lot of work for what it is. So if you are doing 100 dials a day, it's just very time intensive and you're going to need an actual head or a couple of heads to do that for you. The other issue with cold calling that I see it just now, and it's not a route that I've ever went down with IT Rockstars, is the fact that it's becoming harder and harder to actually reach people on the phone. That is like the second issue with this. Next up, we've got Google Ads. So as if you've ever run Google Ads, you may have been burnt by Google Ads. You may have a really good Google Ad campaign at the moment. Okay. So I don't know which camp you're in. If you're in one of those or you just never touched it. What I'm seeing in the marketplace at the moment is becoming a lot more expensive and a lot more competitive. MSPs are now paying up to and over $100 per click. And certainly what I've seen when it comes to these clicks, a lot of them are not real clicks. A lot of them are bots. And as with the use of AI now, Google is losing their search capability. They're losing that search traffic. So it's becoming less and less effective. Number three on the list, are lead gen ads, okay? So this is a positive one as I see it, is a gold mine because it's so underexploited. I don't see any MSPs using lead gen ads. First thing, it's affordable. Second thing, it's scalable and it's effective. What is a lead gen ad? It's basically a type of advert that you can run on the Meta platform, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Google Ads, and it's capturing leads at the source, okay? So that's one that works really well if it's used correctly. Number four on the list, LinkedIn outreach. Now, my personal experience with LinkedIn outreach, I have heard some MSPs using it quite well. But again, this is another resource-heavy thing. If you are planning to go down the route of LinkedIn outreach, you're going to have to combine it with automation software. There's a cool tool called Drupify, and I've used this in the past. But what I've seen with tools like that is you'll go and blast a message out to 1,000 people. Not everyone's on LinkedIn all at the same time, so your response rates will vary when it comes to LinkedIn outreach. The other issue with LinkedIn outreach is having a long-term approach to your lead generation. You can quite easily get hit by LinkedIn for abusing their platform, and I have seen that in the past. I've actually been locked out in the past from my LinkedIn account. And they get stricter and stricter with this as more people go down this sort of methodology. And that brings us on to the fifth one, which is cold emails. Again, there's some really cool tools out there. One I know of called Instantly, which I've used before, where it allows you to buy a domain, get some 365 mailboxes for it, and you warm it up. Warm that domain up, and Instantly it'll do everything. Then you just buy some data, and then you basically blast spam to these cold contacts. And the issue with that is you're going to need to do it in volume. So you're going to need to be blasting out emails all the time. And from my personal opinion with this, you might differ here, is that you're basically spamming prospects whilst at the same time trying to sell them solutions that will stop them from getting as much spam. So that is my personal opinion, that it's just not a great way of doing business. It's a bit like someone going around to someone's house, setting a fire to something, and then trying to sell them a fire extinguisher. Okay, so that's a personal one for me. And then the final one I've got here, direct mail. Yeah, you know, if you follow any of the big MSP marketing companies over the last 15 years, direct mail was at the heart of it. Okay, I'm not going to name names here, but it worked tremendously well. However, it's on the decline now. And the main reason it's on the decline now is because a lot of these office-based, service-based businesses are no longer needing this physical address. That is one of the main ones that I see happening in the current market that we got here. That hybrid workforce is becoming more, and having a physical location is becoming less. The other one that I see when it comes to specifically MSPs is the fact that I've seen this already. I've seen this quite a few times that you'll have a number of MSPs all using that same marketing content, all mailing out to the same prospect. So it's one that I would probably avoid. In the next module, we're going to do a little bit of a deeper dive into number three here in the list, lead gen ads. I'm going to show you why these are so effective and how you can set them up in your business fairly easily. You can get something set up and running within an hour or so. So stick around for that. If you have enjoyed this video, and if you want to work with us here at IT Rockstars, you can click the link below. One of the links will take you to our membership. It's a done with you service where we will lead you through the lead generation strategy that we've got here at IT Rockstars. The other button, you can schedule some time in my calendar if you've got any questions or if you want us to generate leads for you. Anyway, take it easy. I'll see you in the next video. Bye.